purchase something that they really think that it's going to be the best thing ever. I think we're quite exposed to social media now, where we see people searching. Oh, look, I've got, what is the top range car? Does anybody know? Because I don't. Anybody know what the top range car is?
Lamborghini.
Yeah. Are they three figures?
Yeah.
Where were? Is it? What was the time of you, dear? We saw an electric car, and it's, you know, it's the future.
Tesla, probably.
How much was it? It was something like 37,000, I think. It's not going to happen in our household. Others are hoping that they receive that special gift from their loved ones. Some people, some ladies, some young girls are walking around thinking, this is going to be the Christmas. It's definitely going to ask me that special question. And it doesn't come. Some lose hope at Christmas because they cannot see a way out for where they find themselves. I'm just going to share a... Yes, it is. I'm going to share a story. Most of you know that I work in a hospital. I'm not breaking any confidence because you don't know who I'm talking about, but I met a young man. He was a year older than me. Very nice young man. We got talking about football, as you know, it's a passion of mine, amongst other things. And he used to play football, and he used to coach football to quite a high level. But unfortunately, he found his hope in the bottom of a bottle, and I had to go and look at his flat that he lived in, and I felt quite sad because it's coming up to Christmas time. He had a bed, he didn't have any bedding, and he had a sleeping bag, and there was no cooker, there was no washing machine, and I'm thinking, how have you got here, how have you got to this desperation in life? I took him a bag. We have bags provided for us by, it used to be through the Lions, I think, via social services, and we could take a bag of dry goods out to them. And I went with him, first of all, I went to his flat with a colleague and was met by this dishevelled man who said, "Oh, I've got the key, love." And I felt quite, for the first time on a visit, I felt quite intimidated by this man who obviously had some sort of hold over this guy. Yeah, we're mates. The guy whose property it was, his ex-girlfriend, because she said, "I can't stand this anymore," and she said, "This man just won't leave us alone. He's there all the time, flying this guy with more drink. He said, he's used this as a party, and you know, his friend had, or ex-boyfriend had no way out. When I took the guy home, again then, this man immediately ran into the property. Didn't live in the same lot, but immediately, obviously was looking out for him. And I just thought, Lord, this is such a sad situation. Because the guy had been dry for 4 weeks. I don't know what that means to someone that has a drink problem. 4 weeks is almost a month to us. You can change your life in a moment with Jesus. And I said, you know, you've got this time now to go forward and get back with your girlfriend, if that's what you want. He said, "I do, I really want to. I don't want to be like this." And I prayed for this guy, and I think he needed to be surrounded by good people, not somebody who was just going to continually give him cheap beer. He'd lost hope, real hope, that anything good could come out of his life. And I know there are people sitting here today that hoped for so much for their loved ones, and that hope didn't come, but we know that the hope that they have inside took them to a greater level. What is hope? A feeling of expectation and desire for a participant thing to happen, not a specific thing to happen. Or a feeling of trust, wanting something to happen. I'm going to invite Basima to come share some prayers with us. Family news, we continue to pray for Jane, Joanna, Pat, Tim and the extended family. We continue to hold Julie up with Jack. I'm sorry, I can't remember Jack's wife's name.
Ashley.
And Jay. And you just, there is hope. Never give up hope. But Basima's going to come and pray. I'm going to sing again now.
Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
Amen. So we're at the beginning of 2022. You may have made some New Year's resolutions yesterday. You might have broken them this morning. I gave up doing those a few years ago because I wasn't very good at keeping them. I think one of the things that astounded me is when I got to December the 31st and I dropped Mr. Gumball with his Bible in 1 year. We did it, Pat, didn't we? Have you done it?
I've started again.
You started again. It was a challenge. It was a time. And I don't know why it was a time then, but Paul and I used to listen to him in the morning, sitting up in bed, didn't we? We didn't mind him coming into our bedroom, it was okay. But we did it. Lots of people put their hope in a new year that things are going to start and move on. Who's got one, Peter? Tony read that one for me, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right, Hebrews 6:19.
No, it's on the screen.
Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain.
Hope. Some years ago, quite a few of you will remember, we used to do a little text for the year. We used to have them on little cards. I've still got some of those in my house. I'm sure some other people had. They gave us a focus for what our text would be for the year. Hope. Do you know it's mentioned, or it appears 167 times in 159 verses within the Bible? That's it, that's my knowledge for the day. Hope. Christmas. It's a time of hope. It's a time when Christians celebrate that Christ came for us to have hope. When God created the world, it was perfect. Sadly, sin came into the world. But Jesus came as that hope. A hope for that reconciliation with God relationship back with God. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. If you can pull that one up, Tony, that would be brilliant. Joe's been doing some more work with DNA, haven't you? That's, when I look at Joe, and I've known Joe since she was tiny like this, she used to hide behind her mum's legs. Cat used to be the one that was out the front running. Joe was always behind her mum. I think that's why Cat jumps off of bungee things, whatever they're called, and lives life to the full. But Jo, I've seen a hope in Jo that she's transformed into a woman of God. And she's done things that perhaps she didn't realise that she could do. So we thank God for you, Jo, wherever he's going to take you on your new journey. And I think there is a new journey, but I'm not, you know, I just know that you're a woman of God. 2022. The future can be a scary thing with so many uncertainties. We've got a pandemic that is just worldwide and we just don't see the closure of it. People say it's something we've got to live with. Some people think it's just a hoax. We have a neighbour who's been in hospital now just over a year, and his wife shared with us that he will probably come home with his trachea in and be peg-fed for the rest of his time. Would I take that, or would I have wanted him to pass away? That's a terrible scenario for anyone to think. But the hope is that he will come home and have time at home in whatever capacity. Who knows what tomorrow might bring? When we have faith in Christ, we have a hope, not only in this life, but in the next. The future, while uncertain, can be entrusted to God, and he will help us through. Proverbs 23:18, I should have given you that one. If you can bring that one up. So, Proverbs 23:18. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will be. Your hope will not be cut off. Mm. You've got Christ in your life. He just doesn't come in for that first time when you give your life to him. He's there forever. Sometimes we feel that he's not there, and I think that's sometimes when we take our eyes off of him. Mm. Why should we have a hope? Well, Jeremiah 29:11 says, he has plans for us, and he knows the plans, plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Feeling of trust. You can have all the tangible things in the world and still not have hope. But with Christ, we always have our hope. I'm going to end there because we're going to sing another song. Cornerstone. Well, that's what I call it, but it's probably.
Yeah, no, it is actually good. Yeah, it's.
And then Tony's going to play the video for us.
And it certainly sums up what you've been saying.